I love sending Kim pictures because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
So that happens to me.
Like
I
had a
your son.
Too funny, mama. Bird? Why are you talking like that?
And Chris, saying that?
Chris Denman. We got a lot of energy in the room. The ladies did karaoke till midnight last night, and they've been doing press all morning, and we're live.
We're in St. Louis. Let's tell the people where we are.
Live in St. Louis. Live show.
At Midcoast Media.
Yeah.
As I like to call St. Louis, Night of the Walking Dead. It's there's pretty, nobody in this city.
There's nobody really
like,
walking around.
Like, literally, the only people that are in the city of St. Louis is us three and Key.
That's it.
I've never seen anything like it in
it
this
is
city.
Pretty,
it's like desolate. It's like I Am Legend.
Yeah, like people.
Where's everybody?
Where's everybody?
I saw three people walking on the street. That was it.
We asked Chris, where's everybody?
And now Chris looked like a vampire. That's what it is. Everybody dead in their coffin. Mm-hmm.
Well, now that you've endeared yourself to the people of St. Louis, make sure that you buy up those last
few tickets
for the show at the Grandel tonight at 7:30. Get your tickets on MetroTix.com.
We've gotten the population of St. Louis there at the theater.
Yeah,
I know where 500 people will be at 7:30.
Literally, we can't.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
To find anybody. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Did y'all love my lovely hairstyle? First of all. So will they see this whole thing?
You should probably get up here.
Okay, Sherry did my hair. Okay, I lied.
This is the weirdest thing. Kim put these things in her hair and it was cute. It looked like Minnie Mouse. But now she won't take it out.
Because you brought me this from one of your affiliates. And I feel like I'm representing.
What congratulations about your age.
Hey, Lord, mm-hmm. We gotta eat, y'all. We've been up
early. Act Your Age, Kim sitcom that we have been talking. Are we looking this way? Looking this way? I don't know.
The camera's over there.
We were looking at the screen the whole time.
You tell us.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Wow, we were looking this way the whole time. So Kim's sitcom, Act Your Age, the thing that was first, it was a surprise that she was doing and we couldn't tell you about. Then she came and told you about it and she was telling everybody to watch it. And we were talking about where's the antenna, how you find Bounce TV. We just found out yesterday, breaking news, that Act Your Age was the highest watched sitcom in the history of Bounce TV with a record breaking 2.4 million viewers.
Look at that.
Watching. And if you, and so now you got to see, first it's written, created, and the showrunner is Allison Faust, who used to write on My Wife and Kids, some other show, The Bernie Mac Show. Yes. Amazing. And it's literally about three 50 something women. It's the Golden Brown Girls.
Oh,
Kim is the star, and she plays a successful real estate agent. Her best friends are Tisha Campbell, who's like an artist, successful artist, and her third best friend is Yvette Nicole Brown, who was the first lady of the city, and her husband passed away, and they have 20-something children, Gen X kids, and it's so good. And now you gotta go to Best Buy if you can't find Bounce TV, which I couldn't on mine. You can go to Best Buy and get this HD antenna.
Well, it's good. So if your power goes out and your cable goes out, what I realize, you have this antenna, but you still got TV and you can listen to the news. So I gotta go get me one. But you can go to BounceTV.com, find us, and you can see.
And
where
if Bounce TV looks sees this look that you have, they're gonna have a mental health expert come talk to you. Because there's no, I don't know how you the star of a sitcom and you look like you need the little danglies. You look
watch
like
everybody,
a
watch,
African griot.
Watch Rio. Everybody start rocking this next week. Watch this.
The hot flash fans?
Yeah.
Because when you do this, air comes. When every time you do this, I can feel my wig lifts up like that.
This is so,
you all, you've been talking all morning. You sang all last night.
We did.
You did a special event. You had the mayor. The Regional Arts Commission.
That's right.
Had all kinds of famous people or important people from St. Louis. You empowered women. You've done it all. And you've also, again, back to the karaoke. That was big. But you've talked all morning. So I want to get to some chat. Mm. Do you want to hear from the people?
Oh, there's people
that
here.
Are tuning in. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Thank you to all 500 of you looking. Jamila says, Chris looks like they're security. I am kind of awkwardly sitting here. The light isn't doing anything for my complexion. Everybody loves Bounce TV. People are still kind of looking for it.
Nice.
They're looking for Kim's show. MM says Kim's show is off the chain. Tisha is hilarious.
Tisha's crazy.
Kim, how do you feel about Chris's hair? That's from Layla 06.
Chris's hair is getting long. It looks good.
I think Tequila is right. Chris looks like a character from Lord of the Rings. An ogre.
Lord of the Rings,
that's
sexy, Chris. Don't hate. I like Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings can get it.
Oh my God. There you go. Chris B says, I like Chris's hair short too. Hey, I do too. Let's get some Sherry and Kim. Yeah. It's
who kinda, said that?
Chris with a K.
Nah, it's okay.
Josephine says, when I wonder, I always remind myself that Kim had a pet rat when she was young.
Wow. Who said that?
They
who
remember that?
Who knew that?
Somebody Josephine Epp.
No. Josephine,
somebody who knows
did I say
you.
That? I did have lots of them, pet rats, but I used to have one in Hollywood. I had one, Ren, I named her after Ren Brown.
Ren Brown.
And I used to ride around in the car on my shoulder. People were driving, they were like, but she used to stay on my shoulder. I loved Ren.
And the way you act, that rat bit you, didn't it?
That's hysterical.
I know I was gonna come up with something funny, being as tired.
We are tired.
You're so tired, so I'm trying to keep it short for you all. You all have the show tonight. If it's not sold out yet, we're super close. So if you're in St. Louis, grab those last tickets at the Grandel. MetroTix.
MetroTix.
Let's tell everybody about last night.
Last night
you finished,
was incredible.
You finished very formal. It was like a live interview, with a lot
arts.
Of uplifting spirits and everything. I figured these two ladies wanted to chill, have a nice quick meal, and get straight to bed. We did what?
Well, first of all, Chris was like, okay, ladies, we're going to go have a steak dinner. And we were like, okay, that's cute. You know me. I'm
and then
lazy.
B-Flat came in. And B-Flat was like,
gosh.
I'm going to my friend's bar and club. Yeah. And I'm going to karaoke. And I'm about to get high.
How you do different deep voices? That was good.
That's the way B-Flat said, you talk like this. And so then Chris said, and then so B-Flat was like, I'm going to do karaoke. Y'all need to come with me. And then Chris was like, I don't think we need to go over there because it was in North Philly. Yeah.
Nope. We're in St. Louis. North City, St. Louis.
North City,
wonderful
St.
Louis. Bar. Really
right.
Cool time,
yes.
Not fun
like,
to get there.
And getting there was interesting.
So Chris was like, it's just, you know, we should go have steak. But, you know, he was like, plus, I think B-Flat is high. So I don't think she's going to show up. And she was like, I ain't high. I'm going to get high. But, you know, if I say we going to a nice place, it's going to be a nice place. Ain't nobody going to be doing nothing. We just going to be karaoke. Are you coming? Are you not coming? Anybody right. coming? No one going. And I was like, well, I want to go karaoke. Because I love karaoke. And I ain't going to have no voice tonight. I love to karaoke. And so I was like, Chris, I want to go.
And, I said, I didn't want to go. I don't like the karaoke.
Half a second from me going, good night, ladies.
But we went.
Yes.
We went to the place called KJ's.
Key's looking at you crazy that you went.
We went
North
to KJ's.
City.
And that's what I said. I said,
KJ's is awesome.
I said, if it looked crazy, we'll leave. But you know, you from Cleveland, I'm from Chicago. Yep. We kind of know vibe. And so we went and they had us park on the curb. Which I was like, we parked on the curb.
That's curb isn't even describe it. You parked up a handicap ramp.
Like your tires got to go boop, boop. Over the
On the sidewalk.
On that's the sidewalk.
Pedestrians,
that's
what I mean. Pedestrians walk
sorry,
there.
We parked on the sidewalk. I was like, oh, we hood.
This reminds me of home.
This reminds me of Chicago. Yeah. Then we got out and there was dudes.
Terrence, he came and met us at the door. Terrence. Like we've been knowing him
so
for years.
Cool.
We didn't know like it was a huge comedy place too. We saw all the comics on the wall. But go ahead and tell me how we walked in and all the
dudes. And it was like dudes just like, you know, sitting there like
cat daddies.
And then somebody would go, that's sugar right that, there from Friday this year.
And there was a great welcoming.
It was like we walked in and it was like those were our fans.
Yeah,
those are our fans. And this is what I love about Black people. They would come. We was eating chicken.
They didn't
we was
a
eating
damn.
Chicken. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Oh no no they wouldn't say no no they came and they'd be like
they certified that it was you two.
Yeah,
they
like, Earl certified. Told me to come over here and see if that was you.
And I heard y'all was here. I ran, what did that boy say? I ran 16 blocks.
He said he ran six, that was a little young one. He said he ran 6 blocks because he heard I was here. And he came to the club, little young one. Boy, we was about pulling in them little young ones.
Little young, you were.
Boy, yeah, not just the young ones. There were some
we had the old Uncle Sue and them granddaddies. We had them ARP dudes.
And the girls and the guy. It was just fans, like real fans.
But we got up and we karaoke. We did B flat, Kim
oh, you
and
killed
me.
It.
Siobhan was on the drums, the bongos. We did We a Family.
Yeah, that was fun.
Then we did another one. Then the men was dedicating songs to us, karaoke. Couldn't sing a licking, but we loved it.
Yeah, and you know what? And I didn't like karaoke. I've never liked
it. It was fun, wasn't it?
You
will go again.
We did Square Biz. Oh my gosh, it was so much.
That was, I think, because I never could see the words. It's the first time I could really.
Because they had a big screen. Because we was all in our 50s. They had a big, big screen.
Yeah, we were singing. That was fun.
It was so much. We're going back tonight.
Stand up drum.
Yeah, we're going back tonight.
What? You don't want to see another place?
No, after we finish, we're going back to the karaoke.
You don't want
to
visit like another spot of the city?
No. It was fun. As
well, in St. Louis, I heard I gotta get some fried rice. If y'all don't make sure I get some fried rice in St. Louis.
Yeah, so you can pass out midway through your set tonight?
No, just that's I need a scoop. I just want to taste it.
Sugar.
One tablespoon sugar. Of it's fried rice is not like, gonna kill
out,
me.
Because it's gonna raise your blood sugar.
Kim, what were we saying? Are we here to present Sherry with like a community award? Are we on cable access right now?
I never noticed that this Image Award had this booty out like that.
Yeah, I ordered mine specifically like that.
This one has a butt on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's heavy.
It's heavy. Now that's heavy.
You know they when I took it to New York, the TSA stopped me.
What?
And had to make sure there was no drugs in the base.
How they do that?
I said, "Do I look like a cocaine dealer?"
Well, listen, you look like a meth dealer though. Wait a minute. So this has NAACP outstanding.
That was last year.
That's it. So this is yours, right?
Yeah, thanks for the personalized award.
I got a silver Sharpie.
I'm kidding. I'm happy to see it.
That's right. This is Chris.
Funny Mama.
That's right. You earned it.
We got a new one now.
You
so we're at the
Grendel
Theater, 7:30 tonight.
That's right.
Tickets are going fast. We don't have very many left. So if you are in St. Louis or in the surrounding area, go to MetroTix.com.
How many times have you said that today? You're so good.
Oh, because people think Tix is T-I-X.
No, you're great.
That's why I said with an X.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. T-I-X.
Oh, I didn't need to be saying X.
Yeah.
Because
that's how you do Tix. Oh, I thought they was doing T-I-C-S.
Oh, tickets.
I don't want to confuse you. It's Metro Tix.
T-I-X.
Yeah. Thank you to the 600 plus people watching. Two Funny Mamas Crew says S. Nicole. Darlene Jackson says, I'll see y'all tonight. Lana's laughing. Antonia's laughing. Shout out to MM, who was there last night. He stopped by. Launer says, hey, Chris. Okay. Lakeisha says, cut that hair, DZ. They're split, Kim. They're split. We'll see.
That's just because he ain't wearing it right. He's wearing it in a bob right now.
How am I supposed to wear it?
Wear a ponytail. You got to pull the ponytail. And you got to send a part. Yeah, ponytail.
Fix it for me on stage tonight.
Okay, I'll do that shit.
It's gonna be a good time.
Look at
hey,
Key was like, okay.
Yeah, Key's been wanting to cut it. Key. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Some nice folks dropped us off. We've got to support a black business live from St. Louis. Shout out to Butter Love Skin. Check out the little gift.
Oh,
support a black
skin?
A black business.
It?
Yeah,
I'm
you may not eat it.
No, this is for you. Butter Love Skin.
Check it out.
This is what is this?
Butter Love. Okay,
Butter Love. It's like shea butter. Oh my gosh, she's like whipped butter.
Look at this. She's from right here in St. Louis.
That's for the.
Yeah. Look at the hookup.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What's this one?
Entrepreneur.
What's this?
Young woman. Shout out to La Crosse. Yeah. Yeah.
It's lip butter right here. Mm-hmm. Say hello to your new favorite. Butter
up here,
love.
Kim.
And it's
this is lemon.
Look at this right
lemon
here.
Love.
And then it says, they got on Facebook.
Is this bath salts?
Yep.
Hey now.
Butter Love Skin. You can get butterloveskin.com.
Butter Love Skin on Instagram. Check out these pictures. I think we got a few photos.
What's this?
That's lip balm.
Lip balm, yeah.
That's lip balm?
That one's yours.
That's La Crosse. Yeah, she owns it. She's she's wonderful, hard worker.
Oh, look at her.
She's great.
Mm. Oh, there she is. This young lady last night brought me.
I like this.
Brought me some scones. And
wasn't that so nice?
Oh yeah, she's a. Look at this.
I know it's just it smells like lemon.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
You want to eat on the show? Let's wrap it.
It's gonna be cold. Y'all got a microwave here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Support a black business. Shout out to Butter Love Skin.
Thank you.
Oh,
put some of my
you
elbows.
All should check it out. It is really good.
That's really gorgeous.
Put
beautiful.
Back in my bag.
I got your lip balm because I put it on my lips.
Give me her lip balm.
I don't know if anybody can hear you.
Why yep. Nobody can hear me. They can hear my loud mouth.
There you go.
Give me that one, Kitty.
This is mine.
Tonight, I kind of want to make this a surprise, but let's just announce it now. Thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, we are going to film a portion of tonight, probably the Q&A, and we're going to release that for all you awesome fans for the second NAACP Image Awards.
So do you want them, if they have questions, to leave the questions?
That's for the live audience, but for those of you who couldn't be here tonight, I know a lot of people DM'd me, a lot of people left comments, and you all have been so supportive. Thanks to our friends at Jack Honey, we're actually able to film, and we'll actually be able to release the Q&A, so thank you. So.
And if you are in St. Louis, I am looking for a seamstress, because my pants, I'm supposed to be looking,
right.
This is the weirdest setup, because I'm used to being
She needs somebody to come and hem her pants.
Hem my pants.
How do they get in touch with us ASAP?
It's called Midcoast Media. Do
Chris at Midcoast. No, Chris at Midcoast.media. Just email me. It's real easy.
Chris.
At Midcoast.media.
And in the subject line, put seamstress.
Chris.
And I will come over to Midcoast Media. So you could, I just need my pants hemmed.
Why don't you just take it to dry cleaners right now?
Because they don't do it right away. They got to wait a day or two.
If you go up in there with a $50.
Well, we'll get that figured out. Ladies have food. They don't want it to get cold. You all are amazing for jumping on. Anything else before you go? Watch Act Your Age.
Act Your Age every Saturday on Bounce TV. If you can't get it, you can go to Best Buy and get an HD antenna. It'll give you 50 channels besides Bounce TV. Or if you download the app, is it Brown Sugar? Download the app, Brown Sugar, Act Your Age also airs on that. And this is great. The number one highest rated show on Bounce TV with 2.14 million views and rising. They even wrote a big article about it. So it is really, really a funny show. And I'm so proud of Kim.
So I was trying to find the girl with the scones.
Well, Kim's not talking to her microphone, so I don't know if you guys
can hear nothing you say.
I apologize.
Kyle can only do so much. They work hard for us, so.
Yes.
Ladies, you're super tired and you got food. You're amazing. Come see him in St. Louis tonight. Love you all.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, St. Louis. We'll see y'all next time. Always about
Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network.
an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.